Where are we getting an FDA?
I would like to call this meeting to order at 5:21. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I forgot to say the date, don't you?
Huh?
I forgot to say the date.
Well, that's okay. September 13th.
September 13th. This one says September 15th.
I know.
He's given me two others.
I don't know why. The first one, I had 2020. And Donna and I looked at everything yesterday. And Donna usually is good at seeing which number I forgot to change.
I didn't see that before you printed it. No, seriously.
I printed one yesterday. Anything wrong with Donna? No, it looks good. Looks good. Hey, you realize that it says 2020? Thanks, Donna. Save a
tree. This is a test.
But then all of a sudden it says September 15th. It's like, what in the world? Anyway, yes. So, well, sorry about that, but okay. Didn't recognize that till this morning.
Adoption
on the agenda of August.
August?
It says August 9th of 2022.
That's the minutes.
Run 1B.
Yeah.
1B, adoption of this agenda.
Adoption of the agenda.
I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of September 13th.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 2, call to the public.
Not a.
No.
Okay. Item 3, approval of the amendments for the August 9th meeting. Any changes?
I don't have any changes.
I'm fine too.
No. I'd like to move to make it approve the minutes. Oh, we're on consent. Never mind. I'm catching on. I can't even get used to that. I'm consenting. I'm sorry. Next month I'll try harder.
Item B, financial report.
It's hard to concentrate when she's eating that popsicle.
No, she's fine. It's a free country. Okay. She can have a bullet in here if she wants.
There are free and almost usual for the expense vouchers. The first one and the last one, reason why they are so large, it's because of the health insurance that we pay out usually at that time. So that's why if you take about $30,000, $29,000 out from each of those two totals, you're down to about what the second amount is. So those are the reasons for those two higher than the second voucher. Payroll vouchers, we have two normal just every month, and they're kind of in the same range. The additional two was just making up a couple people that needed to have their hours put in the system. So there's our payroll total, our total for August, and in 2 months we're up to $800,000 of expenses already.
Now, what page are you on? Your number you just put out there.
Well, I was just on the front page.
I see it right here. I got it.
Okay. Yeah. I was on that front page.
On the...
Yes, ma'am.
Voucher 2306. Okay. The inch iPad, the 10 per pack. Even though it says July, we paid it in August. Is that...
Yes.
Is that... It came out in August?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that one is one that we get actually get reimbursed. Isn't that one of them that we're getting reimbursed on? Mr. Rodriguez, working with the E-rate, came up on a deal where we got however many iPads and Chromebooks where we purchase them and then they pay us back for them.
Oh, okay.
So we got them all. We had planned on buying them with ESSER funds, but we actually got more than we wanted to buy, and we got them free. So
Are we still like them?
They'll send us that money back, yes.
And are we still waiting on some of them? You know how for a while there they were in back order?
I think we are.
I thought we got everything. Really what we're waiting on right now is just being paid back for the iPads yet.
Okay.
I thought we had the iPad protective cases, the Chromebooks, and the iPads. I think all of that is in. We still have some carts that aren't here yet. We call them cows. Cows to plug them in. And so we don't have those yet.
But. And all those stay on the school grounds, right?
Yes. Yeah, and we don't. The attorneys, our attorney, and basically the state advice that we got prior was that we, if we choose to allow students taking those computers home, we have to allow all our students to take them home. And that's why we haven't, because they told us if they cross the line, you likely will not get them back. If they don't bring them back, you won't get them back.
Right.
So,
on the iPads and Chromes, is it reimbursed on the both?
We're getting reimbursed for both the iPads and the Chromebooks.
Yeah.
But I don't believe we're getting reimbursed for the cases or the cows.
Okay.
We had to purchase those. But we actually had all that built into the ESSER anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So everything but the cases. And we got the cases for pretty good price.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the exact cases that I think they wanted, but they...
Because of the pricing.
Yeah, because of the pricing we got. It was a little cheaper, but... They're okay with it. So.
Okay.
So yeah, we got about $80,000 or $90,000 worth of stuff for the cost of the cows and things, would be about $10,000.
Will that affect our, since we had a plan for paying it from that?
Well, we're right now in the process. Hedda is right now rewriting the ESSER 3 grant.
Okay.
And she's actually working with the lady from the state and going step by step through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we'll do now is find out, not having to have spend that money,
mm-hmm.
will allow us to do something else with it or make sure that we haven't overspent it.
Just
so,
like if they were, you know, for us to pay it back to them because we didn't use it for...
No, we still have the ability to rewrite that grant right now.
Okay.
That's why we're trying to get everything done by September 30th, and we still have another year to spend that money yet.
Okay.
So...
For maintenance and operations, small rural school, are those numbers supposed to be that low?
What page are you on?
Whereabouts are you?
Toward the back.
The very back.
What's the top 23 district?
Voucher number 41. 41 and 42.
Yeah, that was just part of a payroll, and that was just somebody's combined paycheck out of those two funds.
Yeah. Was that a small? Wasn't
it? It didn't. I fixed it, but
okay.
It came out on this.
Yeah.
Still
okay.
That way.
Yeah. I was going to say because we wouldn't pay a. We wouldn't pay a. Oh, M&O is. It can be anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. What was 43? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I thought Mr. Almost said 42 and 43, and I hadn't gotten to that. Oh.
And I was gone. Any other?
Item C, approval of August vouchers. Item D, approve surplus items to dispose of to clean up our library storage area.
You know, we talked about this last time. I just was going to give you a visual. Besides this box. Oh, they took mine. Oh, there's only a couple of these boxes left. There are five other boxes, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are they all school books?
These are all VHS tapes.
Oh,
so it's like Solar Mentoring Initiative. I mean, just a lot of them.
So will the Copperfield Library take them?
Some, they will take some. Oops. They will take some, and then they won't take some others.
Right.
So what we'll do is take the boxes all up there, let them go through it. Hey, since you guys are up, I want to take your and show you this. Don, I'm going to show them the mural.
Oh, okay.
It really turned out cool.
Yeah.
They're not totally 100% done. But hello, Raina, we're just coming to see how it works. So, and you guys, since we had an applicant and we hired a nurse, it's not quite ready yet. These are going to go out of here. This will go right here. This is going to go either in front here or against that wall.
Is it like a
little
bit more?
Couple chairs. Yeah. It's just so that, you know. Some stuff when nice stacked all the stuff in. So we've had a few kids that have come up that lost theirs or were using last year's or theirs were torn, and so we've, you know, but as soon as I take and put them away, then we'll have somebody that wants one. And if I put them in the back room gets so full that we don't have any other storage. And if I put them down in the hot shed, we'll have a week of hot weather and them crayons will melt and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to avoid that if we can. But
that turned out really nice. That looks really pretty.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The kids did a really, really
they
nice
did.
Job.
Wow, that so is a It's pretty.
So long story short on that item, you're going to recirculate or whatever what you can, and what can't, we don't, they're going to dispose of it.
Right, and then we'll have to dispose of whatever the library won't take. And we'll check, too. I know somebody mentioned to me that there's a county-type library over in Sierra Vista, and they might have use for some things, too. But I just would give it up here if we can, and then we can see about taking it over there. And then kind of go through that way. I want to, anything that I think that would be good for the young kids, I'd like to put out too. And, you know, I mean, like some of our old books and what if parents want to take them home and read them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I wanted to put it on here so that if we have that, we can allow people to take it and kind of clear out some room too. So, all right.
Good. Anything else?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Aye.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So on the first action item, really probably I probably should have just put on the consent agenda, but I gave you guys a copy of our contract. It's a 5-year contract, and we I believe it was the first year I was here that we approved this. But I just think that, just so you know who's coming into our building, we have a yearly approval of our special ed contract, and the deaf and blind school contract to service our students who need those services. So it's a 5-year contract that we have. And it just kind of goes through everything, but it's not like quite so willy-nilly that we, you know, we don't know who's doing what or how long or any of that stuff.
And what year are we into it?
We have
third going our third?
One more year after this, I believe.
It's 25. It expires.
This one's 2020. Yeah, this one's 2020.
Okay. So for the 25-26 school year, we'll need a new one.
So just a technicality as approving it every year.
Right. I just think it's good that you guys know, because these are people that are coming into our school, and you know, I think you should know that they are. I will move it to the consent agenda, though. I should have put it on the consent agenda. But I didn't. We have a new person this year. Our person who is coming forever retired this year. So we have a brand new person servicing our students. So. Seems to be going okay.
Cool. Okay, I'd like to move to approve the item 4A pertaining to the deaf and blind contract.
I'll second.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah, we have some reading to do. I'm glad it's the first reading.
99 pages. So I went through all of these. I left this, I don't know why, I forgot it, but I had everything highlighted and I was going to tell you the ones that you could just skip over in your reading. There are a few that really just relate to high school, okay? And there's one or two that relate to Arizona Interscholastic Athletics. Those you don't have to worry about. We're not going to include those. We'll strike those because we're not a K-12 school. So we don't have to worry about the graduation. We don't have to worry about the AIA sports. All ours are junior high, so we just follow the conference guidelines. And
we don't have to alter anything, right? Because we always just approve it as is.
We can approve it and leave it, or
anyway.
Yeah. We still, for some reason, they haven't given us the ability to go in and change a few words in it. So if there's a policy that we know we're not going to use, I just assume not approve it, and then we let them know that we did not add that policy to our book,
right?
Because we're not a high school district or, you know, whatever. Most of these policies came out of the legislative session. There are a lot of them that deal with, you know, that the thought that there's, you know, every classroom is teaching critical race theory and all this stuff, which is not the case. But there are just a lot of those things. There's the new thing now with student surveys. Your student cannot be given a survey. Say you have a child in school. They can't be given a survey until you should have been given a survey now ahead of time to see what the survey is about. And then you decide if you want your student to take the survey or not. There were always state surveys that got a bunch of information, you know, and then they would do, like they have the drug and alcohol questionnaire thing, the 100 questions. And I don't remember if our 8th graders, I don't think our 8th graders took it, but I think 9th and 10th graders took it, and then I think the seniors took it. But they do have a survey from the state that comes around that they ask, I don't remember if it's 8th graders, I think it's 8th graders. Yeah, have you ever smoked? Have you ever drank alcohol? Have you ever done drugs? Those kind of questions. And it's totally anonymous. And so we're waiting right now to find out how they're going to handle that. Do we have to send a copy of the survey home to every parent, even though it's a state survey? So we're...
But their names aren't on it. It's just a survey to kind of...
It's anonymous, but the whole push for the legislation was people felt that their students were giving out information that they didn't know if their children should be giving out.
Oh, yeah.
So... It's the right to know and the parenting power and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of these things you're going to see are going to kind of be in that vein. Visitors to school, we have to have a set time set up for when visitors can come. They need to make an appointment with the office. We will do tours of classrooms. They got it put through that they not only say, Mr. Olmos wants to come next spring and he wants to tour the school. Is his son's going to be a first grader next year, okay, or he's going to be a second grader next year, and so, but he doesn't want to just tour the second grade classroom, he wants to tour the entire school. Well, we'll have a set time. What they recommend is you just pick a day of the week and you pick an hour and a half block, like from 1:30 to 3 o'clock or something, where you have it available, they can sign up for tours, and then the principal or some assigned
person. Whose job does that become?
It'll, to take them on a tour will be either mine or, Ms. Trevino could do it or somebody, like that would take them around. What the problem is the way they started to write this law was they wanted access 24/7. Whenever the doors were open, they wanted to be able to come in and tour the school whenever they chose. They could just show up and do it, drop-in tours. And they got it so that the schools could set a policy of when they would do it. So that's how that evolved. Parent involvement in education is, another one. It's the family life education. Generally speaking, they don't want, sex education taught in the elementaries without parental approval. When they say elementaries through 8th grade.
Well, that's always been the state mandate that you have to have parental approval.
And here what we have done since I've been here, and I think before that, is always 6th through 8th grade, this is what it is. The program's online. You can go look at it, and you either approve or disapprove of your child going to it. And I don't see why we would change that, and what that basically is what the law says now. You need parent permission to do that. Immunizations, we're actually Thursday from noon to 5 o'clock. We have the county is coming to do a free immunization thing for kinder, first grade students, anybody that doesn't have all of their immunizations, or also the kids that are 11, which I believe is 6th grade. And then they're also going to do free sports physicals. So if kids don't have, don't have their sports physicals, they can sign up and come in and do that. So we've got the information home. It went out today. It was supposed to be sent home last week, but, with me trying to keep Priest out of trouble, I was busy and I didn't get it done. So
imagine that.
We sent it out. We sent it out.
It was posted on Facebook. And it was posted on Facebook and a phone call as well.
Yeah, yeah. We've tried to hit every area, and then I think that we're also going to send something home. So I think that there were a lot of things posted on Facebook.
So sorry, so sorry. Yeah. Won't happen again.
Reese's so, Brian intends
that. You know, generally speaking, though, a lot of the stuff is stuff that is pretty common knowledge, and I think they've, like with hazing, they've just taken it a step a little bit farther. It's actually, the hazing policy is pretty similar to what we had put in South Dakota when I was in South Dakota. So it's just kind of catching up to what some other states are doing. The graduation requirements we wouldn't include. Intramural sports we can include. Basically, what they're saying is just that I still think this is going to be challenged legally. But girls' sports are for girls. Boys' sports are for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be challenged because I
that's
think
that's kind of weird. You know, I've never thought about that.
Yeah, but that's
but see, most boys wouldn't want to be in a
no,
girls.
No, but no. We actually had a young man last year who wanted to be on the volleyball team.
Volleyball team has always been something.
Yeah. And
that,
so
yeah.
The coach was fine with him practicing with them.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we allowed him to practice, and then he was like a manager. You know,
right.
But other than that, we really don't have any. And this year, we don't have anybody. But the whole thing is the transgender thing is what this is targeting.
Right.
So you know, you don't have any guys who are transitioning to becoming a female, competing against the people who have been female their whole entire life.
I sure miss the 70s when
nobody
cared what you were. And you didn't have to pick a side or somewhere in between.
You didn't have to have four pronouns to figure out what was going on. But anyway, so I'm going to let you guys look at it. I'll bring it back with all the things. There's only a couple that I would just recommend that we don't add just because they just really don't apply to us. I mean, unless all of a sudden we decide we're going to have a high school. So,
but that's mostly the biggest one, right? It's the high school ones that really don't pertain to us.
Right. They're the only ones that we wouldn't. I mean, there's no reason for us to have a policy about Arizona Interscholastic Athletics because we don't compete at the high school league. There's no reason for us to have graduation requirements.
Before, we just never addressed it and removed it. We just left it because it doesn't pertain to us.
Right.
So you do whichever you want. I'm just telling you. If it doesn't apply to us, we normally just don't tell
you. And I talked with Jessica, and all she said, she was presenting at the Sanchez, our attorney, she said she just wouldn't approve them because you never know when somebody's going to try to take a policy that really doesn't pertain to you and twist it so that it means something that it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Whatever you want to do.
I've seen it both ways, but we'll talk next weekend or next month when it's the second reading, and you guys get your points. And if you have questions, call me.
Okay. Moving on to C.
No, we gotta make a motion for B.
Well, we know it's non-action.
It's just first reading.
First reading.
Okay. Yep. So,
that just means
that we're gonna revisit it automatically.
I mean,
so
see you next month.
Like an automatic table.
Right.
Item C, hesitation, discussion of possible voting regarding hiring Sarina Martan as an elementary paraprofessional and Travis Cook as the school nurse made available through the ASAP program from the state of Arizona.
So he checks all the boxes. He's got experience. He's kind of coming to what he prefers to say is more of a end of his career, wants something a little more flexible. He has like a food truck and a laundromat and some different things going. So he said summers off would be wonderful and, you know, just being able to work 8 to 3 and things like that.
And he's a CNA or?
No, he's
an RN. No, he is a RN. He's an RN. And he is looking at taking the classes that they're willing to pay for online. So he may take courses to become a CNA. Also, with that, we were told by the state that since they have only, he will be the 18th person hired under this grant, that they had put money support up to 60 hires, that there's a very good chance that there's going to be enough money there for two or possibly more, as long as there's enough money there to take it away. So we might be, this could be like a 3-year grant, basically, and then we'll see if they refund it. So it was very exciting. He's a very nice guy, pretty easygoing, and seemed to really know his stuff, and he knows some people. So hopefully, like I said, he'll be able to pull in some things.
The name is familiar, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, and Zarina Martin is Lupita's sister. She has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and she's been working with the courts and just really didn't like it. She's been here since Monday, so 2 days, and she's just had a big grin on her face and just loves working with the kids. She's working with Miss Demene, and she actually is one of those people that, because of that new law, could qualify. And if she decides that this education is for her, she actually could qualify and start a teaching program next summer and qualify to be a teacher. And I that's one of the reasons that I wanted to put her in the classroom that I did. Kelly's excellent teacher, and then she knows Lupita, and Lupita's really good. So you know, being in that area around some good teachers, you get somebody to get you started down the right track. And if that is a decision she makes, I think she would be really good. But we'll see. We're only 2 days into that experiment, so.
Yeah. The sisters right next to each other.
They are right next door. Yeah, I know. I had to ask Lupita Zarina is Lupita's sister.
Oh.
And Lupita's room is right next to Damonet's room.
Oh.
So they're right next to each other. So Zarina said that if she becomes a teacher, she'll be the best teacher. So there's a little bit of competition in the family.
Good.
That's good. She'll be coming in, and now we will have that full-time para in both first grade rooms and the kindergarten room and a second grade room. So all of our lower levels will be covered now. So right now Callie's been kind of doing it in her own, because she's got right now her first grade class seems to be working at a little higher level right now. So it's worked out. And so she's given the para to Lupita. And then, so when we went to hire, it was easy. We'll just leave the pair there, and we'll hire the pair. So.
All right.
I'd like to make a motion to approve of the hiring of Zarina Martin as the elementary paraprofessional and Travis Cook as the nurse.
I'll second.
Aye.
All right, Deep. I just want to explain this, and then I'm going to ask that you just table it, because we had no, I didn't give you the paper just because I was waiting for the updated things, and then we had another gentleman who
did you get that one? The last bit that you were waiting on?
No, that one didn't come, but then another gentleman finally sent his bid today, but he sent indoor cameras, and they're supposed to be outdoor cameras. So I just told Kristen, reach back out to him, that gentleman who you knew.
Oh, really?
He's just started a new company around here. But so he quoted it.
Richard Simmons?
Yeah, I think that's, I don't remember what his name is, but. She just goes, this is the guy that Mr. Almost told to call us or whatever, so that we could at least get another bid, because at that time we only had two companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent his, but he sent indoor cameras, not outdoor cameras. We need outdoor. And the other gentleman that I'm waiting for that bid sent single eye cameras that you can't close up with. Well, when we've got a camera way over there and I need to see something in front of that mural, I need to be able to zoom in.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure we're getting apples for apples, so we're comparing the same thing. And then there's these new switches, and the other two have given us those new switches, the prices. And the one guy that only gave us the non-zoom-inable, he had cheap switches. Well, all that means is if we do get that COPS grant and we're able to upgrade to a better system, along with, you know, intercom and all that stuff, we need those new switches, or we're going to have to buy the new switches and then put them in and replace the other ones anyway. So we might as well have the right switches to begin with. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've told them all to bid. And so she just got back to the other gentleman who got his bid in this morning, and then we're waiting for the other guy to get the corrected bid. He said he'd have it to us today, but we didn't get it yet. So we'll just bring it back, and if there's a rush with SFB to get it done, we'll call a special meeting for probably just one thing. But, you know, the sooner we get the cameras done, the better, because, you know, when you don't have the cameras is when you'll need them. When they're working, everything will go fine. So we'll, if we could get someone to table that until the October meeting, I'd just appreciate it.
For the record, I just know this person because I used to work with him.
Yes.
He was a police officer. Well, I was a police officer as well. I have no interest in in his company.
You don't get any kickback.
No, I don't get anything.
You get commission. Let me write this down.
Not at all. He's a. I mean, he's a good person.
Is that his new business? Is it a new business?
So he's no longer doing being a police officer. However, he does IT work for the police department over there.
Okay.
And for what you get.
Because sometimes when there's a new business, to be honest, they give you better pricing that way. It starts moving up.
Okay. Well, and especially with a new business, so I know he would like to. So, right now the bids are all, I mean, the two that we got are within $4,000.
Okay.
One of the companies is the one that can actually do everything in that COPS grant,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else can't do something. So, if we knew we were going to get the COPS grant, it'd be really easy to say, this would be the company to go with.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee we'll get the COPS grant. We're going to keep applying for it until we do, but there's no guarantee. So what we need to do is find a company that will do quality work, that will give us what we need, and for the best price. And then not the cheapest product, but a good product, and then somebody that'll back it up. Like one of the companies has a 10-year warranty on all the cameras. And the other company has a 5-year warranty on all the cameras. That may not sound like much, but 10, you know, monsoons. I mean, who knows if we have real monsoons again. I mean, 10 years in that, they're going to back it up for 10 years, where the other company will only back it up for 5.
Mm-hmm.
And between those two companies, there's less than $2,000 difference in the bid. So,
well, and this other guy that you're talking about, he's a local guy?
There's a guy that, yeah, he's pretty local. I mean, whenever they're on this side of Tucson.
Troubleshooting.
Right.
Sending it out of
right. So there's, and the one company's been here 2 or 3 times already. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they walk through, they read. So mm-hmm. So I think we'll have a chance to get a pretty good price and then make sure we have a decent warranty and then somebody that will service it. Because that, to me, is the biggest thing. When something goes wrong, having somebody that will actually show up and take care of it.
And then we'll have a breakdown of the pros and cons with the
we will, with each one. Yep, we will.
Okay.
So everybody knows. And we should, hopefully, if everything goes right, we'll have 4 bids. So that would be wonderful.
I'll make a motion to table item D, the security cameras.
Aye.
I was going to say pending. Pending the bids.
Okay.
Did I second?
Yes.
That's 3. Okay. All righty.
All right. Letter E, I really don't think we need to go to a closed session. I think I can give the information because I've spoken with the spouse enough that... our third grade teacher will not be returning this year. Her husband was here yesterday, and they have asked her to go back to Maryland. She was getting special treatment in Maryland, and she has said she does not want to go back to Maryland. So she is getting some treatment through Banner. They're working with the Maryland people, but they're just, the people in Maryland are kind of on a cutting edge thing. And so it won't be the same. But she just doesn't want to. She wants to be here where she's comfortable.
Yeah.
She has decided to retire. So we're trying to help her husband through that. We tried to help him with disability, and it was a lot. It was a mess. Disability was 3 to 6 months down the road, and just a lot of hassles. So they said they can get the retirement put through in a quicker order for him. For her, kids, the third grade kids made cards, and he said she looks at them almost every day, gets them out and reads them, and makes her feel good. So, but she will not be back. And so that opens us up to, first of all, at this time of the year, to find a teacher out there, there's not much out there right now. And so we tried two substitutes, and didn't go real well. You know, walked into on one class, and they were playing Hot Lava. I don't know if you know what hot lava is, but you can't touch the floor.
The floor is lava.
Yeah.
What? They're on top
so
of tables.
So you have third graders on top of chairs and desks and things. And not the best, safest conditions for a classroom of third graders. Anyway, so that one, she didn't come back after that Friday. And then went to another one, and she told me on Wednesday, I'll stay till Friday, but I can't do this anymore. So... so we are using, we've been using Miss Oviedo. Now this is our, going on our third week, I think. And she's been doing very well. She has 80 some credits. I've been down there, and she's usually very loud. She's not very loud when she's teaching. It actually has been a really good thing to see. But
she's an aide, though, right?
She is an aide. And if you don't have a licensed person to put in there that can do the job. So what has happened is Ms. Hudson, who's the reading and math coach and coordinator, has gone down and has helped her. She is teaching math and science, and then she teaches math and science in the afternoon to the other group, and they flop. And so that has made it easier. And she is pretty strong in math to begin with. So... she's been doing that, and she's done, I mean, of the three, by far the best. Do have a line on somebody that might become available by Thanksgiving.
Any of the paraprofessionals able to get a teaching license?
Not yet. The closest right now is Ms. Oviedo. She's the one that actually can get, she's within range of about four classes of having her teaching. So she's right there. That's kind of the reason I tried her. I had another pair that was interested. She has 10 credits. We have somebody else that has 20 credits. We don't have anybody that's over 50 except for Oviedo. So, and then now we have the new gal, but she's never been in a classroom setting except for yesterday and today. So as far as right now, I would really want her to learn, because ultimately if she's going to be a teacher, I'd like to keep her and make sure she's gone through and seen how a really good teacher teaches. Because I think our teacher programs in Arizona are not very good. Our teacher training programs, they don't get enough time in front of kids learning how to teach. I think they get all the information from books. They're thrown in front of classrooms for 6 or 8 weeks, and then they go back to the university, and then that's all they get. I mean, I know in Minnesota, we went 3 different times, you know, and we were in the classrooms when we were freshmen. If you were going to be in education, as a freshman, you were in classrooms. As a sophomore, you were in classrooms. As a junior, you were in classrooms doing different things. And then as a senior, you went out and you did your student teaching, and you did it sometimes at 2 different places, so you got to, you know, different scenarios, different ages and things. I'm really hopeful that Arizona will get that figured out, because right now they're doing everything they can to push as many people through as fast as they can. But then when you're doing that, you're getting quantity, but you're not getting quality. So yeah, I mean, I think we've been lucky. I feel really good about the people that we've hired. We've been lucky to land really good teachers. Mm-hmm. I feel like since I came to right now, our staff is much better. I believe we're a much stronger staff teaching wise. But it's hard to find. I mean, if you got more than two or three openings, you're going to have a real difficult time replacing them all with quality. So,
I know somebody that was a teacher in Texas. She is the spouse of somebody that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me that she doesn't want to work right now. But I'm gonna talk to him and see and explain to him the situation and see if maybe she can.
And turning that license from Texas to Arizona is really easy. Because when I didn't even have to do anything to turn mine from Minnesota to Arizona. I just had to sign a paper and give them $60.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on where you're coming from, but Texas to Arizona, I mean, if the states that rank higher than Arizona in education are almost like automatic reciprocity. And there aren't very many that rank lower. So
not that it's so hard to find teachers.
Yeah, it is. It's well, one of the things that one of the sessions that we had was all about the J-1 teachers.
Mm.
And how you can access J-1 teachers in different avenues and how different schools are doing it. Some of the schools are paying for them to come over. They're paying all the fees for the companies. We haven't done that. Our people that come over paid their own fees to come over here.
Right.
You know, some places have, you know, places for them to live. And, you know, we've talked about all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know. So, but, yeah, I don't know. I think there'll be people out there. I mean, we right now have an intern that's interested, that really loves our campus, that's been teaching at a private school. And so she took the whole fall off and to be an intern in ELL. She's working on her master's. I think it's master's in ELL. And so, but she just said the other day that if we ever have an opening here or if there's any openings when she's done doing her internship, you know, she's interested. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say about Thanksgiving, I know she'll be available.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe we'll find something better, but I mean, at least, you know, there's something. And Miss Oviedo has been very good, and she said, but just so you know, I really love my kindergartners. And if I can ever go back to my kindergartners, I'll gladly give the book and everything to whoever. If you have a, you know, someone with
can
a license.
Can she do it until then? Until
so,
Thanksgiving?
She said she'll do it as long as we need her to do it. She's been a pretty good team player, so it's been good so far.
Well, I just hope that, you know, so it's it,
right.
She does it the best she can. So.
Well, what we talked to with her husband was. Because he just said it brightened her day just when she looks at the cards. And he took her out to eat the other day. And so what we said is, if you can get her in the car, call us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring the kids out to say hi at the car.
Mm-hmm.
They would love it. And I think it would really make her feel good.
Oh, yeah.
He just said that she just has much better days when she starts off the day without her.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a pick-me-up. So, but it's been, she's really struggling.
Yeah,
so.
Pray for her.
Great person too.
If you
say
that is.
So
so we don't have any action on this.
You don't. There's no action needed on that. I just in case it was. I didn't know how many. You know, we were going to have our usual large crowd with Callie here or not.
You never.
So she just texted me before the meeting. Said sorry, I'm not going to make it. I got to get my lesson plans done because we got parent conferences.
Okay.
I said. You're okay.
Yeah, she called me this morning and asked me to verify the time.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the one, though, that we do need a vote on and approve is letter F. And the rationale for that is the long-term sub pay that we have is 145. And because the person we're having sub is generally paid almost that amount on a daily basis, 120 something.
With the long term is 145.
Right, and a daily is 105.
105.
And so so I would like to be able to pay her that, the 145, but I want to have the board approve it because she's not licensed. So it's a special situation. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense for her to take a $16 pay cut to do more work. As she's doing lesson plans and with correcting and everything else, being a teacher is a lot more work. So
we already have the place, right? Like $145.
That's what it was already there. Yeah, that's there. And the 105 we raised last spring for substitutes for on a daily basis. The difference is, of course, generally when you hire a long-term sub, you're hiring someone that's got that license. And right now she doesn't, but her daily rate is 120-something. So she's getting $20 a day, $22 a day more to substitute, teach, and write lesson plans and all that versus do what somebody tells you to do with the kids.
What license? Teaching license?
Yeah, she does not have a teaching license.
Then you need a teaching license for a long-term sub?
Well, generally speaking, that's how we don't usually hire anybody to long-term sub. But because she's done a much better job than the two licensed people that we had that just couldn't do it, that's why I'm bringing it to you guys so that you can approve it. Because it's not something we would normally do. We would normally
just till the end of the year, though.
Well, until we find someone that's licensed that can do it.
And they don't do emergency certifications either anymore.
They do. You know, it just didn't make sense because she's going to have to get a licensure in the next year and a half or 2 years.
She's planning on doing that.
Yes. So to pay $60 to get an emergency right now and then in 2 years get your regular license and pay another $60. That's just kind of double killing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then your licenses are off-centered. So then we get, on paydays, we get a nasty note from the county that says, this person's license expired. Well, it was for, like, adult education. We don't do adult education right now. So I don't care if their license, as long as their license is good for what they're teaching, that's all I care about, you know. So then we get the nasty grams from the county when that happens. If somebody's got a sub-license and they let it expire versus a regular teaching license.
These county people.
What was that?
These county people.
Oh, those county. I know. The treasurer's office. I don't know.
So are we ready to roll on F?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to move to approve the language for the long-term substitute for the open position.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Well, as far, did anybody else have anything before? I don't figure, because nobody asked me anything. As far as for my report, we are in the midst of getting everything finished and cleaned up from ESSER's. ESSER 2 is, for the most part, done. ESSER 3, I would say we're probably about halfway done rewriting, and we're waiting for the auditor's report, which everything is due to the state before the 30th of September or by the 30th. So by 30th of September is a big day for us. We have a lot of different things coming down the chute, and so that's kind of been our focus for the last 3 weeks. I would say, is really just trying to get, tie up all the loose ends if there's anything the auditor needs, getting Hedda enough information so that she can take and rewrite our ESSER 2 and ESSER 3 grants and make them fit the way that the people reading the grants want it written. Because they've changed people that approve the grants. So the people that approved our ESSER 3 grant sent it back to her now and told her to rewrite it because they didn't like the way it was written. But they were there.
They were the ones
their
that
people
wrote it.
Approved it already. So anyway, she's rewriting. She's very good with it. She understands how to do it. She uses the right language. And she knows enough of the people so that she can talk to somebody and say, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what my superintendent says. This is where we had. This is what we had in there. This is what the business manager had. Okay, so what do we need to do? And then they'll say, okay, this should be here. That should be there. Move this around, and she's very good. She's very detail-oriented.
Yeah.
I mean, very detail-oriented. And she is a perfectionist. So when she gets, Ms. Trevino, so when she gets going on this, and she gets very frustrated, it was, what, 2 cents off or something? Wasn't the ESSER 2 one or 2 cents off? Just set it there and I'll throw it away. You bet.
I don't want to leave it in the trash.
Oh.
I get water,
is it? Yeah, hurry. We're trying to have a meeting here, you two. You just left the gym. You look like you just left the swimming pool.
You sure you want to go to come to the meeting? You sure?
You guys want to be part of a board meeting? You can talk about grades and study groups and assignments.
Homework?
No?
Extra credit homework?
Drink water.
All right, you guys be good. I'm
be
sure
careful.
I'll get to see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No.
You're all right.
Come back.
I like your shorts, Rikosa. I can't tell the two twins apart, so I just have to say Rikosa. I can't tell them better.
It works.
Yeah. So anyway, she was freaking out, and then they finally got it figured out. And you know, she comes to me, and I just the 2 cents was cheap. That was one of my phone calls that day when I think I felt like I got in, sat down, listened to 2 minutes, had a text, got a phone call, got in, sat
mm-hmm.
down, got a phone call, took it. You know, I mean, it was Friday.
Friday
was nuts. Mm-hmm. But. Anyway, got everything done, you know, and like I told her, you know, it'll come together. You're that close. You'll figure it out. It's not the end of the world. Don't worry about it. I would say the other thing really is that when we get these weatherization and roof things done, we're going to have to make some decisions. Like we've got one now that we're sending in for the carpeting. The carpeting in all of our buildings is, well, at least in this building, is over 22 years old.
I must say, it looks pretty darn good.
For 22 years old, it looks really
good. Yeah.
But the state will, they'll buy new carpeting for us.
Mm-hmm.
And new flooring. So basically, this whole one will get new flooring. All of the rooms that are carpeted over there will get new flooring. We're trying to figure out if we're going to get new flooring in the cafeteria, because if you've been in the cafeteria and you saw all the movement of the cement and everything, there's a lot of cracks. And
like, it's
so
not concrete, is it?
Well, yeah, but concrete will move when
right.
it gets hot and cold, and it doesn't get that cold down here, but for some reason the building, when it gets to be 40 degrees, thinks it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of cracks. I know that was one of the things, last things Armando told me before he left is, you need to get new tile in here pretty quick. because you go over it with the machine and you can tell where the divots are, because the machine
right.
doesn't go down into the divots. So,
there might be a tunnel under there.
Yeah, well, there could be. I don't know. But it's like this, you know, kind of like the waves. But I really think there's, when the lady was here, she said we could easily have a $2 million project or more. So. I think we now have reached the halfway point of replacing all of the HVAC units since I got here.
Yeah.
So I'd be willing to bet that the others are going to go. You know, they always seem to go in twos or threes.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. But whenever they come and they replace it and they shoot it with that Freon, and then they tell you it's only going to last for a week because it's got a leak, you can't. By the time you fix the condensers and everything, they just say it's way better. You're better off just getting a new one and trying to fix all that, because.
Mm-hmm. Are those on timers where they turn lower at night or?
Well, the custodians will turn everything off at night.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go through, they turn them off, and then the temps will go to 74 to 76, something like that. And then when they come in, we just try to make sure people don't. We keep it at 70 if we can. So sometimes, you know, they. If they're not smart and they open their doors,
mm-hmm.
and then the hot air is coming in, then they want to turn it down to 65. Then what it does is it screws up the air conditioning.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So that's really our main focus right now. I mean, that and we just met with the crisis security team met today and kind of just went through last minute questions. Before we get into practicing lockdowns and an evacuation this year, we'll be evacuating to that church over here. And so we're going to get a map of that and map out who's going to be where and which teachers stay with which classes. All of our younger teachers, our K-3, are going to they're staying with their kids. The teacher and the paras will be with their kids. I don't want to have a first or second grade teacher watching a door or anything like that. You know, wherever we put you with your kids, you're staying. And then the the older teachers can cover the doors when we put the older kids in the in the kind of, you know, big area where you have your service. So so we'll get that practice so that our hope is, our target is either December or January to do a school practice evacuation. So we'll see. Get it so we practice it at least once. So I think that it's the Uvalde thing and everything else have really sharpened everybody's attention to.
So you're going
to
do a couple practices and then you're going to
We're going to do some lockdowns. We're going to do a practice evacuation with the teachers one more time. Just the teachers and paras and, you know, staff. And then we'll do it one time with the kids.
Yeah. And could you do one where nobody's aware that it's happening?
Well,
after you do a couple.
Yeah, this year right now the focus is really going to be, we probably are going to do an evacuation, and we'll do like an elementary building evacuation without all the older kids to get things boxed up. Mm-hmm. And we'll let them know that we're going to practice, because I don't want them scared. When you want to do a real drill and you want to do a thing, then it's a here's a call, you know, and you don't tell them that it's a drill. We're going to evacuate the building.
Well, and then typically used to call like fire drill, you know,
right.
And just to minimize the drama and trauma.
Yeah. So this year, at least, my main thing is going to be that the kids know we're practicing, so that they know we're trying to have ways to keep them safe. I don't know if we're going to be ready for an all-out surprise drill. We'll see.
Yeah.
But letting them know to take it serious and understand what we're doing, and because if we ever have to do this, this is where we need to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And then take them the way we feel they would have to leave the building, mm-hmm, to get there.
So the older kids in a school like this become kind of instrumental too, and kind of aiding in that migration. You know.
Well, and I mean, the hard thing for us is we don't have anything right outside our back door to go. If you're going to go over to the I'm probably pointing the wrong directions, but the fire hall, or you're going to go over to the church.
Right.
I mean, depending upon how you're going to do it, those are the only choices we have. I mean, because the country club shut down right now, getting kids to somewhere far away is more difficult. I mean, we have two buses and a white bus. But depending upon what the situation is, I mean, if it's a gas leak, get them away from here, get them on buses, get them, you know, because if we had a gas leak, you could blow up a
neighborhood,
two or three block radius. So even the church might not be the safest place for that.
Right.
So, but other than that, I mean, just, we had a really, I thought it was a really good law conference. Wednesday was all about special ed law. Just so many different nuances with special ed, and you need to just make sure that you are dotting every I and crossing every T.
Mm-hmm.
And if you screw up, there's big money in that. The other 2 days that we spent up there, I mean, the general sessions, I thought, most of the stuff at the general sessions was pretty good. I mean, Brisa can kind of fill in how she felt. I felt like we kind of tag-teamed so that we looked at the breakouts, so we didn't necessarily, I think only once did we go to the same one. Otherwise, we went to different ones so that we would get more information. But I thought, for the most part, the breakouts were pretty good. I only went to one that I would say was kind of sad, and then I went into where Brisa was. I wanted to go to a better one. She picked the one I wanted to go to, so I let her go there, and I went to the one I wasn't that excited about, and after I started listening to it, I left and went into hers. So, I mean, and the highlight for Brisa was the afternoon snacks.
Oh, yes.
Ice cream with popcorn. The ice cream with all the toppings. It was pretty good, yeah.
I think it was that guy that was sitting with us at the table when we were having lunch.
Oh.
I was falling asleep when he was talking too. So I got up and left, and then I just stood there for a while, you know, waiting for the other one to open so we can go in there and get a good seat. And I had such a good time watching people walk in, and literally they would walk out of one door and go to the next door, and it was the same room.
They had two doors.
Yeah. And then they would walk out of the other door and then go and one guy did that twice. He walked out of the door going to the same, and then I guess he went around, and then he did it again. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh my
God. He was looking for a better seat.
I'm not sure what he was looking for. If he was looking for a room, I don't know.
He was probably grabbing an extra thing of ice cream each time, and you never know.
Yeah. And then this lady was going bonkers because her phone ran out of charge, and her husband, she was trying to get a hold of her husband for some reason, I don't know, but
he was supposed to pick her up, but he didn't know what time.
And one of the guys, and one of the workers went and charged it in the kitchen, and she was like, oh my gosh. And
yeah. Well, I come out, and of course, the time that it's the ice cream between, she's always like the last one out of the session in there. The ice cream's out early. Oh, look who's over there with a big smile on her face. So, but I mean, it was really good.
No way.
It was really good. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, a couple more, or at least one more of you, or maybe both, all three of you can go to that. I really think it would be good to get to that big conference. They have probably a better variety of breakouts. They have a whole bunch of vendors. They give away a lot of free stuff.
That's the one in December, huh?
That's the one in December. That's where you got all your Christmas shopping done.
When is it?
You know, I want to say it's like the 14th or the 16th. It's always right around that area.
Yeah, it is the 14th or the 16th.
And but it's really good. It's more in northern Scottsdale than the one first one we go to.
Did you know that this is I just noticed this time that it's not that hotel that. I was confusing the resort with the one in December.
Oh.
And I'm like, so I drove around and I was, no, this is not the one where I came the first time. It was a different
one. That was the one in December was the one where if you didn't stay there, you didn't have free parking.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
So, but then so many people complained about it that the second year they gave us free parking. So, but if you guys are able to go, I think you'd really like it. You get a lot out of it. You get to meet people that, you know, I think that's really the.
They have quite a bit of different stuff. I think you went to that one the first year you were.
New school board member orientation.
Yeah, it's that one.
They have that right before the other.
Okay,
one.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
They usually have it timed out. Most states have it timed out, so they'll have like a new board member day or day and a half, and then it'll lead right into the
to that one.
To
okay.
Meeting.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right. So I don't have anybody have any questions for me on anything.
Tentative date next month. Same thing.
The 12th.
The 11th.
11th. Sorry, October the 11th. We have to have the AFR sent in by the 15th, so if we can do it on the 11th, that works.
Are we going to be able to do that trunk or treat?
I talked with Ms. Trevino about it, and she is, like, really excited about Halloween. So I think we got a good idea. I think we just need to find a date.
I was thinking about the Friday before Halloween, which is the 28th.
Okay,
28th. Yeah. Halloween lands on a Monday.
Mm-hmm. What's that day? Oh, it's on a Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 31st.
Oh, it's on I thought it was a Sunday.
No, it's a Monday.
No, it's a Monday.
Wow. So, see if we can do it Friday the 28th, and that will work out because I'm off that day.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
So my son does have a football game that day. But the thing is, like, it's in Tucson, and that day I won't be able to get it off. I mean, I don't, like, leave early from work because it's, like, Friday, and that's, like, one of the last days to pay your taxes, so it gets crazy. So, but I think I will be able to.
Well, we could see about.
It's fine. It'll be okay because I do want to ask for the 21st because that's his birthday. So, but, yeah, I mean.
I know last time we talked about like on Towner, but since we haven't done it in years, what do you do to just this piece right here, and then bring it around to where they do pick up and drop off the whole area.
Oh, just like you mean start down by
near the
post office and then come down this way.
Yeah.
Well, now, what I was thinking was maybe what we could do is have like a early release time, only keep the kids, and then do a little school parade and invite all the parents up, and then do it that way where we could come down and then go down there, and then if we can figure out where we could get some funding or maybe somebody donating, we could open it up to see if there's a few food trucks that we could bring down snacks. Like our nurse has shaved ice, Mr. O'Hearn has ice cream. He has an ice cream truck.
What?
Yeah, he's one of our subs, you know, so he has an ice cream truck. I mean, so something like that on the hot weather. But if we plan ahead on it, we can talk to them and do something. So, I mean, we could even start something at like noon or 12:30 or 1 o'clock, let everybody eat, and then have a parade and out in front here, get that portable mic system, you know, and do some fun stuff and have some music, and then have them turn and they'd end up down by the gym, mm-hmm. and open up the double gate and they could come back in and we could have, you know, maybe a couple of trucks down there where we could see if we could get the street blocked off there with a couple of trucks and they people could go around for a while.
You know, we even had way back, it's been a couple, few superintendents ago, we had two women that they just were opposed to any type of acknowledging Halloween. They thought it was evil and stuff. And it's supposed to be fun. That's all, you know.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
The only thing is, like, I wouldn't be able to ask for time off or get out early. So I would have to be here.
The other thing we could do is, I mean, we could do the same thing on Halloween and do it early.
No.
Halloween is worse. Are you working swings or are you working night?
I'll be working swings.
See, I mean, it's fine on the 28th, but I'll probably have some, like, maybe my son come and set up the car for me or something, and then just I'll come in, because they already told us that they're not giving us any time off in October because we're so short-handed.
Because of what?
We're so short-handed. We have people quitting.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't like preseason.
Well, they did it. She sat right next to me. That's the saddest part. And they said I did something to her. I said I did. I put salt there so she would leave.
You put what?
Salt.
Oh, yeah?
She said she didn't fit in. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't fit in? None of us fit in. We just come and work. Kevin works by himself in archiving. And he doesn't fit in either.
Yeah, you're kidding.
But, yes. Okay. So the 11th on October works great, and then if we can set up the 28th, that would be perfect.
Oh, wait, you said 11th for what?
For the meeting.
For the meeting. Oh.
October 11th for the next board meeting. 5:15.
In the library.
In the library.
All right.
And the 28th is the Halloween thing.
And then we're shooting for the 28th for the Halloween thing. So that would be great.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not
okay.
So.
I would like to adjourn this meeting at 6:33.
I think you have to ask for a second.
Yep.
Anybody wants to second?
A second.
I'm sorry.
Does anybody want to stay longer here?
Negative.
Just to sign my stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 6:33.
Second.
Yes.
Aye. I already wrote 3-0, so don't anybody vote again.
Okay.